Now, it's kind of a reductionist concept that peak brain states are associated with brain activity, neurochemical, neuroelectrical. And by reproducing the brain pattern, you can reinduce the brain states. For example, if you get some genius to sit down and map his or her brain activity, EEG, or releases of neurochemicals or synaptic activity, putting together an ultimate map of brainwave activity, induce that in passerby number A and B, and boom, you make their brains act in a similar way. In a way, you know, I was questioning whether the potential was there to do that back in 83, 84. Now we're finding that people are actually doing that. Mainly, they're doing it therapeutically because that's where the bucks are, which for children with what's called attention deficit disorder hyperactivity, they found that their IQ improves by 20 to 30 points. IQs of 130 plus, which I'm assuming many of the readers of your magazine will have, they're not going to find such great increases in their IQ. The greatest increases would be with people like right around 90 to 100.